The Real Estate Hour, the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay. Heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience, bringing you market updates, industry insights, and tips for home buyers and sellers, plus community information and local guests. The Norman Home Team, a mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. And now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday.
Happy, happy Sunday. It's what is it? We're going to talk about, you might realize it's already, 10 days? What is today, the 11th?
12th.
No. We have been, let me tell you, we have been very busy.
Oh, we have been.
Which is good, not complaining.
Yes.
But yeah, here we are all of a sudden, almost halfway through the month. What in the world just happened?
I know. Where did it go?
Where does it go?
Don't you ask that every week.
I know, every week, every day. I'm all, how is it already 4 o'clock? You know, so I mean, it's every single time flies. What do they say? The days are long and the years are short, but I don't know. Sometimes the days are short too. Anyway, so welcome to the Real Estate Hour.
Yes, welcome.
And we have a lot to talk about. Yeah. There's a little bit. I mean, it's still the 21st Century Road to Housing Act looks like it was passed without the president's signing it, which is something I didn't, you know, we learn a little bit of history every once in a while.
I
didn't know that a bill could either be signed, vetoed, or just let sit there and then it'll pass, which I didn't understand that. But apparently that's what happened. So, and what does that mean? And what is it? And they're also kind of talking about, I think it'll be kind of small changes at first, you know, and it's a federal thing, which, you know, states and counties kind of have their own thing as well. But it's the umbrella of everything, and this is the law. I think it also looks like it's going to be opening the door for some other talks about other things to make homeownership more affordable. So fingers crossed on that, because, you know, the younger generation, it's just not... It's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard, yeah.
And the dream of owning a home, and there are young people that are out there, you know, buying homes and making it work, but it's not, it's just different, and you've got to have, you know, a really good job or some help. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try and kind of dive into that a little. I think it's a little early to, you know, pretend to be an economist and know what we're talking about. But
yeah,
but just kind of an overview of what does it mean, and what mm-hmm. are they kind of talking about coming down the line? More things like what I'm interested in learning more about and hearing if something like this is going to pass is that raising the capital gain exemption. Mm-hmm. They're proposing it to $500,000 per person, not per couple. Right now it's a single person, $250,000 exemption, a married couple, $500,000 if you file together. It's just me that owns my house. So if, you know, when I go to sell, I only get $250,000. So, and that's not enough because I've been there for, you know, almost 30 years. Definitely have more capital gains than $250,000. Yeah. So it's kind of keeping people in their homes that are in a situation like
definitely.
I am, or even married couples that 500, and you know, some people have more than 500 $1,000 exemption, you know. So anyway, so that'll be interesting to see, and I'll be keeping my ears open for that.
And then I posted some links on our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. There was, I posted some events that are happening this weekend, which is kind of late because it's already Sunday, sorry. But if you're looking for events happening in Sonoma County near you, go to Happening... I think they changed it back to Happening Local, or just look on Google and type in what's happening this weekend in Sonoma County or events. You can find lots of things. That's where I find things, and it's very helpful to find.
And if if you know of something that we didn't mention, let us know about it. You can go to our Facebook page, or you can email us at nodumbquestion@gmail.com. and or the Norman, no, not the, just normanhometeam@gmail.com. Because sometimes we miss some too.
Yes,
you know, my my biggest complaint has always been like you hear about it, it'll come out in the,
yeah,
in the newspaper, or you'll see it on the evening news. Like there was an event today in Sonoma County, and it's like, what?
Like, how did we miss that?
I don't want to know about it happened. I want to know that it's coming. So I think sharing those resources, and even if it's something somebody could just Google and find out. That's why we like to share them, because I've always had I just frustrated because I find out about them after. You know, we all get busy and it's like, oh man, we missed that. Darn.
And I also posted it was the North Bay Bear Collaborative.
Yes. Is it Coalition?
Collaborative.
No, I think it's
collaborative.
Did you? Yeah, look it up. Anyway, we are going to talk a little bit.
I shared that on our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. It is on there. There's information about what they do and who they are. We can share some information on that as well.
Yeah, and then Living with Lions is another
yes.
one. The reason that we bring that up is because we're going to talk a little bit today about wildlife in yeah. our backyard. We're technically in their backyard, and in many cases, mm-hmm. they were here first. But there's been quite a few reports, kind of an increased reports of bears mm-hmm. in Marin County and Sonoma County. And so, you know, and growing up in the area, I don't really remember hearing a lot about, I think mountain lions we heard a lot about, you know, when I was growing
yeah.
up, the hills of Terralinda. Bears, I didn't really hear a lot about it. And we'd go to Tahoe all the time. And, you know, that's where you think of bears, you know, Tahoe, we're going to go into Tahoe,
yeah.
there's going to be bears. Used to go backpacking, and we had mm-hmm. we had our Sierra Club cups and our spoon mm-hmm. that we would keep in the tent. And we had our bear bag strung across trees, you know, to keep away from the bears. And the Sierra Cup was to bang and scare the
yeah.
bear away in the middle of the night if they come to your tent. Or if you hear
them. I do remember that as a kid.
Yeah, but, camping. You know, I don't think I really knew that there were bears here in the Marin
yeah.
County and Sonoma County.
I've heard like Forestville, but not around here.
Yeah, so they've been seen. Marinwood,
wow.
which is also, you know, very, it's in the hills, like Woodacre
yeah.
and, you know, out that
mm-hmm.
way, West County, Marin and Sonoma. But anyway, so we're going to talk a little bit about that, bears.
The North Bay Bear Collaborative.
Okay, yeah, so they have a lot of good information. Sonoma County Parks has a lot of good information, but also here on the Real Estate Hour, we have a lot of good information.
Yeah, so we have that linked on our Facebook page as well. And then
good.
Also, we wanted to mention Relay for Life, which is an event that is near and dear to our hearts.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a little more detail. And kind of what it is, why, and how you can support our team. And that's coming up next weekend. So we'll talk about that. And then we are going to also, since we are almost halfway through July, we're going to talk about the June numbers. So what happened in real estate last month versus last year? We're going to talk all about that. And that should pretty much take us through the show. So that's what we're talking about. Did you have anything else? What is our Facebook page if somebody wants to go see those links you posted?
Oh, I've said it many times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman.
There you go. Do. We also, yeah.
You guys caught that.
yeah. Sorry. Apparently I didn't. Like I said, we've been busy. I'm really tired. I'm tired today. Kind of gotten into that go to bed late and you know, you get this burst of energy. I do a lot of my work in the evening. I
yeah,
think you do too.
I'm the same way.
It's like, okay, settle down for the evening, put something on the TV, and then get on the computer and do both at the same time sometimes. But anyway, yeah, I think, so we went to bed late last night, but we've been working on a couple of properties. We're helping the clients get ready. We have something coming up on West 6th Street in the West End neighborhood. Really interesting property, and the owner passed away. And boy, I'll tell you, it makes you think about all the things. She had so much stuff. So we're helping the client Because we kind of do that sometimes. So come on, Lee, give us your stuff. We'll take it to the donation. You know, we'll donate it at different places and then you know, marketplace, giving things away, just trying to get it all out of there. And it really makes me think about even when my mom passed away too, all the stuff, all the unfinished projects, all the things that I'm going to do someday, you know, and, you know, she had this one room that was just full of project stuff, you know, and something that broke and she put it over here. She's going to fix it.
Yeah.
And, you know, gosh, it's maybe time to, you know, and I do that a lot. I'm really, it's
and like. And knickknacks and just the this, things you yeah. hold on to where it's like, I'm going to use this one day and do something with it. And then you never get to that.
Yeah.
You know? Your mom, my grandma.
She started bringing us stuff. You know, she'd come visit and go, here's your, you know, clay projects from when you were in first grade. You know, she saved. Well, thanks. What do I do with this? Or stuff that my kids did, you know, artwork. Yeah. And she's all here. I don't want that.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it is. It does make you think about and moving too. And you know, I've been in my house for almost 30 years. So and when you think about moving and packing, and you're like, why did I keep this? You know, why do I have all this stuff? Anyway, so yes, decluttering thing. It makes you think. Anyway, so we do have a listing coming up that we're working on. Was my point. Also, a couple of other projects that. Properties that are coming up that we mentioned in Copperfield and Sierra Meadows and that coveted 650-ish range, which has been a really hot number.
Yes.
So those are coming up. And our Olivet Lane. We also, you know, I keep forgetting though, because it's a bank-owned property, 1/4 acre of land on the hillside off of Lincoln, running parallel with Highway 101 down in Marin, San Rafael. $100,000 for a 1/4 acre, gorgeous views. It's just a little bit of a hard property to build on, but it because it's on a hill and because they have pretty strict rules around parking, you know, having enough parking, having a garage, you know, when you're on a hill, it's a little tough. So they are willing to work with someone.
Build into the hill.
Got to kind of build into the hill. Yeah, they are absolutely willing to kind of bend the rules or, you know, work with someone to make it work because they're, you know, if you can't make it work the way they say it has to be, they'll work with you a little bit. But $100,000. So
what is it? Coleman Lane?
It's Coleman Lane. Yeah, it's on Coleman Lane. So it's up on the hill running off of Lincoln Boulevard, I think, San Rafael, which runs parallel with Highway 101. Yeah. Just north of downtown
and
San
Rafael. And those land properties just sit on the market for days.
Yeah, more. Yes, there. Yes, there. Yes, we do. Yeah. We have a lot of land. And this one is actually, you don't have to worry about septic or well. It hooks up to city services. PG&E and gas and all of that. So it's a really interesting property, $100,000. So you could build a house with gorgeous views of the bay. So anyway, those are some of the things we have going on. But let's take a quick break and we'll dive in. Well, let's what do we want to talk about first? Let's talk about the numbers when we come back and what happened in June. Take a look at the market and what's happening, what we're seeing and feeling and all of that good stuff. So I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team and you're listening to the Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
This is KSRO, Sonoma County's home for hard-hitting talk, local news, and variety at night and on the weekend. Like The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons 3 to 6, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Selling your home isn't just about square footage, bedrooms, or price. It's about the lifestyle. Whether it's a first home, a family estate, or a luxury retreat, every home has a story.
It's the morning light in the kitchen, the way the backyard fills up with friends and family, the quiet moments on the front porch, the life that's been lived there. When it's time to sell, that story matters. Buyers aren't just purchasing a home, they're connecting to a lifestyle. We bring your home story to life through tailored marketing, strategic exposure, and by taking the time to understand what makes your home stand out.
When you're ready to sell, we'll make sure your home story is told the right way to attract the right buyers.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team. Schedule a no-obligation consultation at normanhometeam.com. Alice and Stephanie Norman, realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE licenses 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. It's supposed to be a hot one. It's nice and cool right now. It felt good. I opened the windows this morning because I forgot to leave it open last night.
Yeah, and if you don't have AC here, it's... We have learned to adapt.
Yes.
I have
nature's
my
air conditioning.
Window, my fan in the window that blows the cold air.
Yeah, you know, we should be like a salesperson for those. those two way, the ones that are narrow. And, you know,
yeah, they
have
fit
the two
in the window.
Fans going, they fit in your window. You put it in the window at night. I mean, I walk past the bedroom, I'm all, woo, it's cold in there.
I love sleeping cold, so I turn that fan on full blast and I make my room so cold.
It brings that cooler. And we're in Northwest Santa Rosa, so we get that, so I don't know, maybe on the other side of town, and I think you still get the cool air. But it pulls in that cool air, or you can put it to half and half, so it's blowing out the hot air and pulling in the cool air. And, you know, we work with a lot of clients that are they're bothered when a house doesn't have air conditioning. A lot of them don't. I forget. I remember looking, kind of trying to figure out the statistically, you know, how many people have air conditioning. And it's a pretty big number of people that don't have air conditioning here in Sonoma County.
We don't usually need it here in Sonoma County.
Yeah,
it doesn't get hot all the time. And so.
Right. And there's ways. You open the window, you get that cross breeze. I know, the house I grew up in, Terra Linda, we would open the front windows and open the back door and you just get this wind blowing through the house. I'm exaggerating a little, but you get that cool breeze.
And that's why we stay in Sonoma County in this area, North Bay, because we get that cool
we love
down.
The cool down.
It doesn't
at night.
Stay hot all night.
Yes. Cool yeah, they're having it, nice. And our thoughts are with everyone. There's both. There's the extreme heat and there's extreme storms and weather and flooding, and some people have lost their lives in this flooding and all that.
Yeah,
we're over
really
here
sad.
Just going, oh man, it's going to be 80 degrees today. Poor us, you know.
But,
anyway, so thoughts with all the people that are going through all that. But anyway, we're happy to be here in Sonoma County, and we appreciate it.
I was going to mention, I do have fun memories as kids on those really hot nights, putting our mattresses outside and
sleeping outside. We did that when I was growing up. We had little cots that we would put outside or just, you know, put a sleeping bag on the deck and sleep outside, because one of those rare nights when it didn't cool down that much. But anyway,
hey, should we
digress? Let's dive in. I forget where I just said it's nice cool right now. Get out if you need to do anything when it's still cool, because I think it's supposed to get water your plants. I think it's supposed to get warm later and continue throughout the week. Anyway, so active current, let's talk about what's happening, and then we'll do you want to do what happened this last week? Let's do that first.
So from last Sunday to today, July 12th, for single family residential Sonoma County, new listings 146 with a median list price of $875,000. Back on market 24, price reduction 84, in escrow 89, pending 56, and sold 68, with a median sold price of $830,000 and an average of 62 days on the market.
Okie dokie.
And don't worry about writing those numbers down. I will post them on our Facebook page today at some point.
Yes.
I post all the numbers
so
you guys don't have to worry about it, because I know a lot of people like seeing those numbers.
Yeah, because when we don't to talk about, they go, hey, you didn't say the numbers today. So we like to keep track of that, and it's kind of nice because Stephanie will post it on the Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. I think it also goes, do you put it on Norman Home Team also the Facebook, or you share
usually,
it or something?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, look
at
the real estate.
Remember.
But you can go back and look if you just look at the photos, because it's a picture, and you can see, you know, what happened last year.
Yeah,
you can
put it see, into yeah, a nice really little cool. organized picture.
Yes. So, okay. So what, so let's go. So anyway, yes, like she said, don't write this down, but we think it's interesting, and we know a lot of people like to hear the numbers. So if you don't, it's a good time to go get a snack or something.
You know? Or you can always go back and listen to our recorded podcast on KSRO.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. And which is, KSRO.com.
Which we also share on our Facebook page.
Okay. So single family homes currently active on the market. There are 940 single family homes. I was thinking that number was really high until we looked at the last couple of years. I'm like, oh, it's actually not as high. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely seeing more inventory come on the market, which is nice. Median price, $1,200,000. That's pretty much similar to what it's been. And in escrow of the single family homes, there are 327. That's also staying pretty consistent with what it's been. And the median price of what's in escrow, similar to Stephanie's numbers of what happened this last week, median price is $850,000. And that's just the middle of the market, you know, right in between the low stuff and the high stuff, that's sitting at that 850. And anything really under that 850, we're seeing a lot of action, some multiple offers, depending on how well it's priced. Anyway, and then buyers have more to choose from, so which is nice. Average days on the market in that of what's in escrow right now, they haven't closed yet, but what's in escrow is 63 days on the market, which is also similar to what Stephanie mentioned for last week. And then taking a look at the condo market, 168 active condos. That we're seeing a lot of condos coming on the market,
there
a lot
is.
Of condos, townhouses, really some good opportunity. I think just 46 have gone into escrow, and there's 168 still active on the market. So, you know, there, I think there's a lot of opportunity depending on where it is and what it is and how well it's priced and how often things come on the market in that you know, complex and all of that, but it's a big number for condos, so, and townhouses. Mobile homes, we have 102 active on the market and 38 in escrow, and then multi-units 127. Both of these numbers are up quite a bit. You know, just looking back a month or so, even last couple of weeks, it was under 100, and now it's up over 100. But mobile homes, 102, 38 in escrow. Multi-unit, 127 and 24 in escrow. And then land, buildable residential lots and land, 321. Again, that's over 300 number, and that we haven't seen in quite a while, but there's a lot of buildable lots and land, and like Stephanie said, they do take a lot longer to sell. 32 are in escrow of the lots and land. So that's a look at that part of the market. We're going to talk about July, but we're going to do it when we come back from our break, because I don't think I can get all those June sold this year versus last year. We'll take a look at those when we come back from a break. But yeah, I mean, you know, we're feeling that increased buyers out looking, but also, you know, we've got these listings we're getting ready to put on the market, and then something else comes up in the neighborhood. You know, oh man, something else. And
there's a lot of inventory coming up.
But you know, the buyers are absorbing it. If it's in that lower price point, the higher price point is still kind of struggling with. We're getting more showings on our Olivet Road, so that's good, or more interest, which is good, because for a little while, that higher price point, there just weren't any buyers at all. So, but boy, you get under that, especially under a million, but you get under the like 800,000, 700, it's just really moving quickly. So,
definitely.
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Washington is marking the passing of South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. His office confirming overnight the 71-year-old died from a brief and sudden illness. President Trump calling into CNN's State of the Union this morning.
What a terrible loss it is. He's a great politician. He was a natural. There are very few of them. He was a natural politician. Got along with everybody. When he didn't, he was very tough. He was a tough cookie, too. But he got along with everybody.
Former President Biden chiming in as well, writing on social media that while he and Graham disagreed often, sometimes loudly, they did agree on the profound importance of public service. Traffic is flowing in the Strait of Hormuz, according to U.S. Central Command. This despite claims from the Iranian government that the waterway is closed. Tensions have flared in the region again this weekend, with the two sides trading renewed strikes. This is ABC News.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the cloudy overnight, we can look to continued cloudy skies to give us daytime highs in the mid to high 80s. In the evening, we can look to even more clouds to leave us with overnight lows in the high 50s and low 60s. Looking ahead, this current warming trend is expected to run through at least Friday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO. Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning. We are back. We're back. So let's finish up our, quickly finish up, because we have other stuff we want to talk about. But what happened in June, we like to go over and we like to give it about a week, because at least a week, because it takes a little while sometimes for us all to report our sales, because we forget.
We get busy and forget to do it sometimes.
We, the collective we, including us, right? Yeah. A week later, oh shoot, I never reported that sold. Not very often, but once in a while. Yeah. So, and it's, you know, it you happens, get so yeah. caught up in the flurry of getting it closed, mm-hmm. and then sometimes there's some after things you got to do and all of that. Yeah. And then, but anyway, so the reason why we like to wait at least a week to make sure we've got a full look at the numbers. But taking a look at what happened in June this year versus last year, the single family homes. In June 2026, there were 383 that sold single family homes, all every nook and cranny, every price point, all parts of Sonoma County, all single family homes. And the median price was $875,000, and the average days on the market was 51 for those that sold. So, but then looking at 2025, there was 395 that sold versus 383, so a little bit more sold last year than this year. I think we also had more inventory last year as well, so that's an interesting statistic. The median of what sold last year was lower, $850,000. That doesn't mean the prices have gone up $25,000. It means that I mean, there is some. I think it's like 2% or something. Home values have gone up across the board, but the median, the needle, has moved up a little, which means probably some more higher priced homes have sold in June this year versus last year. Yeah. So the average days in the market last year, however, were less at 46 versus 51 this year. So not a big difference, but a little bit. Condos, townhouses, we had 48 that sold in June this year, 46 that sold in June last year.
That's pretty similar.
And however, there's a lot more, I think, on the market this year than there were last year, which is interesting. So mobile homes, there were 30 mobile homes that sold this June versus 32 last year. So 30 this year, 32 last year. Multi-unit, the 2 to 4 units, which is duplex, triplex, fourplex, 2 houses on 1 lot, 3 houses, 4 houses on 1 lot. So those all fit under that multi-unit, 2 to 4 units. There were 10 that sold this last month versus 12 that sold in 2025 in June. And then land, that buildable lots and land, we had, this was a big difference, and I'm all, wait, what did I do wrong? I had to double check it. Did I leave something off? We sold 23, not we, the collective we in real estate, pieces of land sold, 23 pieces of land, buildable residential lots and land, And six, just six last year.
Wow.
So
that's interesting.
June, we sold a lot more land in June. We also have more inventory, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe there were some better pieces of land that came, you know,
could
better,
be, yeah.
Better being it just fits somebody's need. Yeah. A lot of times, you know, if it is already hooked up to utilities, if it was a fire lot that has a septic in place, has all the infrastructure, has the permits paid and all of that, because there is some recovery of that, those costs when you buy a burn lot too, through Resilient Sonoma County, I forget what it's called. But I think there are still some credits if that piece of land already paid some permit hookup fees and all of that. There are some credits for those when you build that you don't have to repay that permit because it was already done, even though the house burned down and all that. So, you know, I don't know. I haven't kind of looked to see why so many more sold this month, this June, this year versus last year.
It could just be there's more out there that fit. Buyer's criteria
I don't know if there's some better lending, you know, some land loan products that have come out, who knows, but anyway, that's now you know the numbers.
And then, I was just gonna throw out there that if you are a new listener, you've been listening, you probably already know that this is just for Sonoma County.
Yes.
The national news that tells you about real estate, even if it's just North Bay or Sonoma County or wherever, it doesn't mean that is what your house is or the market is. We can look at trying to get it out. Yes.
you're making a good point, and thank you for reminding me to say that. So this is a really broad look at all of Sonoma County. And what Stephanie was mentioning, trying to spit it out, that it is, you know, you listen to the national news, you listen to even the Bay Area or
even
California.
Local news. Yeah,
what were we hearing just recently? That the higher end of the market was going like crazy. Things were selling, and I'm not seeing that here in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. And then when you break it down and look at it, it's like, oh, well, they're including Silicon Valley, or not Silicon Valley, San Francisco, where the AI boom, you know, is just taking off, and homes are selling for $1 million over their list price, you know, so because they can, have the money, so they just pay whatever. And when you're paying cash or even with an appraisal, you can just pay that appraisal gap. So, so look at, you know, if you want to see your very specific neighborhood, your type of property, you know, maybe you live on 5 acres in West Petaluma, you know, that's not these numbers, you know, that's.
Yes, that's where I was trying to get out.
Yes.
Is that these numbers may not apply to you, but if you are interested, we can get those numbers for you and tell you exactly what your neighborhood looks like or your house in general.
And then we can put you on if you're interested, put you on an automated weekly, biweekly, monthly look at what's happening in your real estate, in your little, you know, around your house. And I know that I get stuff once in a while from some of the third party, you know, .coms out there. And I think a lender sends me some stuff too on my home. But, you know, those are just automated things, and we can really fine tune it for you. And this is, you know, here's your neighborhood, but what about your house, you know, your type of house, and kind of keep an eye on your home value that way. Because they don't, what I get sometimes, the automated things that I get in my email, they're so different, you know, from different, depending on who sent it. Like, why don't they all have the same data? But, you know, it is.
Yeah, and it's
interesting to see.
We're happy to help you with that. You don't have to be selling your home.
No obligation.
It's just, even if you're just curious, we are able to help you and would love to help you. And give you that
information. It's good because even for myself, because I'm not planning on selling my home anytime soon. However, I like to keep an eye on what's selling around me. We've actually had quite a few listings that came on the market. Nothing just like our house, but in our neighborhood. And it's good to keep an eye on it, just so you know.
Yeah, and
you know,
if you're curious, you can reach us at nodumbquestion,
at gmail.com. Nodumbquestion.
You can call us at 707-799-3617.
Yes.
Lots of places you can reach us at.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and we're happy to do it. And, yeah. You know, do it. We can do it just the one-time thing, or we can kind of routinely send you information about what's happening in your neighborhood, what's sold, what's going on. Okay, so let's talk about bears in Sonoma County. Let's just quickly talk about that a little, and, you know, wildlife in general.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So there was a couple of articles or something in the Press Democrat, the Sonoma County Regional Parks posted something. A couple other organizations I've seen, I think, kind of pick up on. I think SF Gate is one that posts things. But just about recent, it feels like bears are showing up in more neighborhoods. You're not imagining it, they say. And in recent weeks, bears have been reported in Marinwood, Novato, Santa Rosa, the Russian River area, Forestville, and other parts of western Sonoma County. Also, I would say Western Marin County, too. I think, you know, I've heard of that, too. Wildlife officials say black bears are continuing to expand the range throughout the North Bay, with established populations now present in both Sonoma and Marin counties. And many of these sightings involve young bears searching for new territory. And in summer is one of the busiest times for those movement. I know also, I think it's more in the spring when they're having, when they have their baby, the baby bears, yeah. And they get much more aggressive and protective. It's a mama bear. They don't call it a mama bear thing for nothing, you know. They're protecting, and then they say to keep your pets on a leash, because that's when things can be a problem. Yeah. I think there was recently a story of a dog that that was killed by a bear, and I don't know if it was off leash or if the owner had to, you know, let. I think it was off leash. It's because they're protecting their young, because
it's really any of the animals, because I know deer get that way as well, where they get mean,
When they're protecting their babies, birds especially too. Yes, the birds will attack you and we've seen a lot of ravens, I don't know which they are, but
the murder of crows.
Yeah, we've seen a lot lately. I'm all, what, it must be crow season.
I posted on shared on our Facebook page, the Real Estate Hour, thoughts on Stephanie Norman, the speakingwithbears.com. It's the what was it called, the North Bay Bear Collaborative, and they're a working group of agencies, nonprofit, conservation groups, landowners, and individuals committed to being proactive liaisons between humans and bears. Their aim is to mitigate future challenges that may rise from our increasing black bear population.
Yeah, so it's Bear, North Bay Bear Coalition. We had somebody from that organization, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
It was interesting because I looked it up. I was looking up North Bay Bear Collaborative, and our radio show came up on Google, I think it was.
Yeah, because they were on the show.
Mm-hmm, and it was like 2019.
Oh, there you go.
You're interesting.
Maybe they should come on again. But yeah, you can watch. You can go to Facebook and search
that. I can share that one, yeah.
Yeah, on you should reshare it. Share it. But it's you know, we're living... we're living with, what's the website? Living, oh,
this
bears
one's
among,
beingwithbears.org.
Beingwithbears, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's Living with
there's
Lions.
There's Living with Lions that Quentin Martins, I think, who works in it, in coalition with the, or partnership with the Audubon Society. But he also, they work with mountain lions and educating people, and they have trail cameras that you can actually, if you live in an area where there is a lot of wildlife, you can volunteer.
I know they're big here in Sonoma County.
The mountain lions?
Yeah. Up in the mountains.
Yeah, you gotta, and those, are those more scary to me than the bears?
I think so too.
Because
they hunt
you don't see them. If you don't see them, they're most likely stalking you. So, but as far as for the bears, just to finish, wrap that up, if you spot a bear, they say stay calm and give it plenty of space. And never approach, feed, or try to take a close photo.
Man.
I mean, that's like...
Can't hug him? Can't pet him?
Don't pet the cute bear. Yeah, never approach. It's like one of those things like, you know, the label on the coffee cup that says, caution, this coffee is hot, you know. But never approach, feed, or try to take a close photo. Secure your garbage, pet food, bird feeders, anything with a strong scent. Yeah, they're out there, you know, rummaging for food and leaving food out.
I remember camping, I think it was Yosemite, they gave us like a little broom and a dustpan and said, take out any crumbs in your car or the bears will break into them. Yeah. And we actually had someone next to us on the campsite whose car got broken
into. They opened the doors, yeah, break through. Yeah, they're... I think especially there, and they're not, I don't think they're that bad here yet, but maybe if you live out in an area in the in the West County or, you know, in the wooded areas where there are bears, those secure garbage cans, and it's hard to do because you got to put your garbage out. I know at our place up in Oregon, when we were up there, they had that you had to have a, like a locking can lid, and they have their garbage cans. They would come out and, you know, the guys get out of the car and come pick up your can and dump it in, like back in the old days. You know, because otherwise here, well, how do you secure your lid? Because they come and drive up next to it and pick it up. So, but anyway, secure a garbage can if you can. And keeping that pet food out, not outside and stuff.
And that also goes for like, wildlife that's just around here. That we have
the raccoons.
Raccoons, possums,
skunks.
Skunks.
Where did we see on 6th Street? We saw a little skunk. Open the gate and this little skunk
was scattered.
We actually
had one in our, I think it must have been in our backyard or near our house because...
we smelled it.
Speaking of fans, I had my fan blowing air into my room, and all of a sudden I was like, "Whoa, that smells like a skunk."
I'm like, "Turn all the fans off. Yeah, it's all coming
in." It was really bad.
But yeah, and maybe it was hit. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, all the wildlife. We live with wildlife. The last thing, keeping your pets on a leash, bring them indoors if a bear is nearby, if you happen to hear about it. Slow down on rural roads, especially at dawn and dusk, as bears may cross unexpectedly. Good news is that black bears are naturally shy and usually want nothing to do with people. Mm-hmm. Most encounters end with the bear moving on once it doesn't find an easy food source. So,
And I just think that goes with really anything, not just bears, but all wildlife.
Yeah.
To just leave them alone, living with
leave them.
Leave them
alone.
Drive, and also... What was it? Something about driving slow or...
Yeah, especially at dawn or dusk.
Yeah. And then there was after 4th of July and all the fireworks, a lot of dogs and cats got out and got loose and unfortunately were hit by
there's
cars.
A lot of bad,
it's really sad
stories right now.
We have a lot of animals out there on the roads and we need to pay attention and...
Be careful. And don't forget... No, well, not with the domestic animals, but with the wildlife, you know, they're living here with us. So that's why it's, you know, living with lions and what was the other thing? Living bear amongst the bears. Anyway, look at our Facebook page and all the information is there about that. And
then do we have time to talk about relationships?
Yeah, do we need to take a quick break though? Yeah, let's take a quick break,
and then we'll talk about that.
But we also wanted just a quick over. We'll talk about Relay for Life, but then also this 21st Century Road to Housing Act as well.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to run out of time for all this good stuff. All right, I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
Hi, Jody Cohen from Sonoma Cutlery inviting you to stop fighting your food. Get your knives professionally sharpened at our new location across from SRJC. Drop off your knives and pick them up a few days later, or call ahead for a VIP appointment to get your sharpening done while you wait. Scissors and pruning shears too. We can also personalize your knives with custom engraving. Sonoma Cutlery across the street from SRJC. Sharpening details and more at sonomacutlery.com.
It's Saturday, the sun's out, your favorite pool lounger's ready, but the water in your pool just doesn't look right. Before you waste your weekend guessing at chemicals, call the award-winning PCS Pool Chemical Service. PCS does the testing and maintenance so you can just enjoy your pool. No more wasted weekends, just clear, healthy water. PCS Pool Chemical Service, poolchemservice.com. Call today. New customers get 20% off their first month of pool cleaning. Poolchemservice.com.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning, good morning. We're back, and I just want to take a minute real quick to talk about the Real Estate Hour. I'm sorry, it's not talk on the Real Estate Hour, about the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, which is something that just recently passed. It was a bipartisan bill. With broad bipartisan support, became law in July of 2026, after, which was, I thought was interesting, didn't realize this could happen, is that after the president allowed it to become law without signing it. So it was kind of a protest that he didn't want to sign it, but the legislation passed it, and if he didn't veto it, after it sits, I think, for 5 days or something like that, it becomes law. So, so congratulations, because it really is a, it's intended to address America's housing shortage by encouraging more home construction, reducing regulatory barriers, modernizing housing programs, and improving affordability over the long term. What does it cover? Increasing housing supply, streamline permitting, environmental reviews, encourages local governments to update zoning and land use regulations, modernizes HUD housing program, provides grants and incentives for communities that adopt housing-friendly policies. And the focus is on increasing supply rather than directly subsidizing home purchases. Reducing construction costs. Legislation includes several measures intended to lower the cost of building homes, including faster approvals, standardized housing plans, reduced regulatory delays, updated manufactured housing standards. And the hope is that lower development costs eventually translate into lower home prices. There's a significant change, and I'm not really clear on what it is exactly, but it's modernizes federal manufactured housing rules by removing outdated requirements that add unnecessary costs without improving safety. That could make factory-built housing more affordable and easier to develop. And then there's that piece about the institutional investors, which I don't think we really see here, but it's been a huge topic about, you know, institutional investors buying up tons and tons and tons of inventory to rent out. They're putting kind of some restrictions and provision designed to limit the ability to for very large institutional investors to continue purchasing large numbers of single family homes. And the goal is preserving more inventory for owner occupant buyers. Although I will say there is a place for investors and rental properties, because some people don't want to own a house. Maybe they're just going to be here for a little while and they need to rent something. Maybe they, you know, bounce around a lot and they don't want to buy a house, or they just aren't ready to buy a house, and renting makes more sense for them. So there is a place for that, but what this is doing is kind of limiting that ability of institutional large corporations of buying a bunch of stuff. And now the mom and pop investor can't doesn't have those homes to purchase either, to provide rental inventory, really, for the rental market. So, and then so this is not an overnight solution. Federal agencies are now going to be writing new regulations. There's HUD implementation. State and local governments have to get on board and participate, and they all have their kind of own rules, and then local zoning changes. So it's not going to happen overnight, but short term, you know, rates are not affected by this bill. Home prices are unlikely to drop, and inventory probably won't change significantly during the next several months. Long term, though, they're hoping more homes will be available, greater housing variety, increased manufactured housing options, and less competition for limited inventory. So we'll talk about more about that in the future as we kind of learn more about what exactly it's going to do and how this will all be implemented. But we do want to make sure that we have a moment to talk about what we're doing next weekend.
Yes. Is it next weekend already?
It is next weekend. Good grief. so we're participating.
So we're participating in Relay for Life, Marin County. My second cousin?
Your dad's cousin. So your first cousin once removed, if you want to get technical.
Okay. So someone in my family.
she has been a big supporter.
Yeah, has been a big supporter of our... So I was diagnosed with Lynch syndrome after being diagnosed with stage 2 colon cancer at the age of 22, which was, believe it or not, I think it was 10 or 11 years ago. When was it? 2015?
Yeah, it was 11 years ago because
And then we found out we had Lynch syndrome, which is a hereditary cancer disorder that we found out was passed on from my mom, Allison.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And thank you so much. Out of one four children, I am the only one that got it. So
yeah, yay, and me. It's a 50-50 chance. I didn't know. And really, her diagnosis allowed me to find out that I was the one that was carrying that gene, passed mm-hmm. it on her, and made me more aware. And they say knowledge is power. Me more aware of things that were going on with my body, that I had it checked out and actually had early stage endometrial cancer. So, mm-hmm.
And we also found out your sister had Lynch syndrome as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it saved you guys. Yeah.
And it's not, and what people go, oh my God. And yeah, same with like the BRCA, yeah, it's similar to that. It's a mismatched gene, repair gene or something, but it's not a cancer sentence. You know, it's not a death sentence. People go, oh my gosh, I have Lynch syndrome now. I have to get my affairs in order and go live my life give away all of my fortune. You know, no, it's...
It just means you're more prone to cancer. You need to keep it better on your body. And it's actually, in a way, what's the word I'm looking for? Not lucky, because it's not lucky. It's
Knowing that you have it, and they still, the statistically, one in every 279 people have Lynch mm-hmm. syndrome. So it's actually more common than the BRCA, which is more breast cancer. Mm-hmm. But only, what is it, one in 279 people know.
It's something like that. Yeah. That's where knowledge is power comes in.
Yeah, it's something, it's a really small number of people that actually know they have it.
But it puts in some kind of, I don't know if I want to say value, but of knowing that you have it and knowing that you're more prone to cancer makes it so you keep it better on your body, and so does your doctors, hopefully.
And doctors are still, we're kind of surprised sometimes that they don't really know a lot about it.
I've had them recently and say, let me do some research. Yeah, and I'm like, really?
Like, you're my doctor.
Yeah,
you should know this.
And then I was also diagnosed with brain cancer. That was
9 years ago.
Yeah.
Because you just celebrated 9 years.
What was that? 2017. So it was 2015, 2017. And that was also Lynch syndrome related. And it was like one of the lower risk with
Colon cancer is the number one,
mm-hmm, and then
brain cancer is like the 1%. So it's like 80% colon cancer, 1%
like ovarian cancer, and those kind of cancers. Those are
reproductive cancers. Yeah,
thank you. Those are a higher risk.
Which is what I had.
Lynch syndrome,
yeah, so. and then there's a skin cancer element in there too.
There is,
and I've actually had skin cancer.
So
before we run out of time, the reason why we're passionate about it is because we're so involved in investing.
So we're doing that, Relay for Life, Marin County. That is Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th, 12 p.m. to 10 a.m. Sunday. So it goes all night, and there's laps that you do. And so
have to show up and do, you know, stay up 24 hours. And, if you have a team, and we're Lynch syndrome warriors.
I posted on our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman.
Okay.
And this is going to be at 1620 Olive Avenue, Novato. It is the Olive Elementary School. So it is posted on our Facebook page if you're interested, or if you want to donate. All proceeds go to American Cancer Society.
Yes, and we wanted to talk more about what American Cancer Society does, but we'll do that next week. We got to go, though. So, join us. You can just pop in and say hello, and there's a lot of fun food, booths, all kinds of stuff. But for now, we got to go. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team. You've been listening to The Real Estate Hour. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience. A mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. Call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. More next week right here on KSRO.